What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Greetings, Funksters, and thank you for making the Thank Goodness It's Funky show a part of your day, no matter what time of day it is. I'm Bob Stolk, your guide here at the Funky Cafe, making your last hour of Friday a funky one indeed. And thanks for joining me for another fun audio adventure exploring all the wonderful tunes produced in the genre and subgenre of funk music during the past 6 decades. And for this show's adventure, well, you'd have to call it a Funky Cafe Mix adventure. We'll be listening to a variety of tunes that I have run across during my research of other shows, tunes I thought you'd like to hear. Like the opening tune, Wiki Wacky, done by the Fatback Band from New York City, looking for all those party people. This is from their debut album, Keep On Steppin', which they released back in 1974. And keeping that funky music going, I put together for our first set two tunes done by Bernie Worrell, keyboardist extraordinaire who many of you probably know from his days as part of the P-Funk Collective. These two tunes are from the solo work he did and appear on his Funk of Ages album that he released back in 1990. Here's Bernie Worrell doing a rather timely tune for these days, Why Spy, followed by BW Jam.
The coast is clear. What do you want to know? Can't tell you my name.
Stars written down below.
I won't catch you. You won't catch me. With nothing we don't know. So why spy, you see?
Girls.
the TGIF show on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon, where we were just treated to some funky tunes by Bernie Worrell. And like I said before, he is best known for his work that he did with the band Parliament. Speaking of which, for my next set, I have selected three Parliament tunes, so to speak. The first, Agony of Defeat. That's D-E-F-E-E-T, which Parliament did back in 1980. The second tune is Resurrection of the Funk, done by the group Original P. Now that's the original Parliament guys, and the tune they did on their Funk Force Trauma album. And the last tune, Generation Pop, a disco funk tune done by the P-Funk All-Stars.
Groundwork to do, and I need a little support. Heal. function of the bomb.
They lied, who cried, who that shit and funk at that, they don't even know. Funkified just in time, wrapped up down just in time, the stank still good to go. Underground resurrection of the sound, coming down on the funk, a swing that ain't no cap. Shitty but still taking panties for the lunch. They don't know. Get back to the rear, put it all in check. Build some around down under,
feel that funk steps.
They're running around telling lies, saying a funk ain't spry.
Yeah, like a funk ain't spry.
Thank you.
And this is the TGIF show on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon, where we are about to get things funky again here at the Funky Cafe with a set of three tunes done by a band named Bugs in the Attic, who are a collective of DJs and producers based in West London and are prominent in Broken Beat. Okay, so what exactly is Broken Beat? Well, according to Wikipedia, Broken Beat, sometimes referred to as Bruck, is an electronic dance music genre characterized by syncopated beats and tense rhythms, including staggered or punctuated snare beats and or hand claps. It's been heavily influenced by styles such as jazz funk and R&B. Artists in this area typically emerged from the drum and bass, house, hip-hop, techno, and acid jazz scenes. Broken Beat first appeared in the late 1990s and was pioneered by Bugs in the Attic, IG Culture, and the release of the For Hero album, Two Pages, was also influential on the emerging sound and scene. The sound created combined a variety of music styles, including funk, soul, and hip-hop. So here's the pioneers, Bugs in the Attic, doing Booty La La and Don't Stop the Music from their Back in the Doghouse album released in 2006, followed by another of their tunes, Zombie.
Yeah. Always fast.
And this is the TGIF show here on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon, where the band called Bugs in the Attic helped us keep things funky. And since we highlighted keyboardist Bernie Worrell earlier, it only seems appropriate to highlight another keyboardist extraordinaire, Herbie Hancock, who, along with his mentor Miles Davis, did get the funk bug back in the 70s. In 1980, he released an album called Mr. Hands. Here's a funky tune from it called Just Around the Corner.
Thank you.
That was Herbie Hancock doing the funky tune Just Around the Corner here on the TGIF show. Well, funksters, we've come to the end of another fun audio adventure here on the TGIF show, and I hope you enjoyed this funky variety pack. Join me again next week for another adventure exploring what? Well, you'll just have to tune in and find out. Oh, and while you're on our website, please be sure to check out all the other wonderful shows we produce here at The Voice of Vashon. I'm going to close out this show with a tune from Polyrhythms that appears on their Caldera album. It's called Vodka for My Goat. So, until next week, funksters, stay safe and remember, keep it funky! Bye! Thank you.